History and stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Taking a look at Pat Pagano's forecast. A sunny day today, a high in the upper 50s. Tonight, partly cloudy, low about 35. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, a high near 52. And on Saturday, rain, a high near 57. We'll check Pat's complete tri-state forecast. That comes your way in just a few moments. In Connecticut, in anticipation of emergency federal authorization, state health officials are now preparing to start administering the Pfizer biotech COVID-19 vaccine to children ages 5 to 11 as early as next Thursday. The federal government has initially allocated 145,000 doses of low-dose Pfizer BioNTech vaccine to Connecticut government and retail pharmacies participating in a federal vaccination program, according to the state commissioner on health. The initial allocation will be adequate to immunize more than half the 273,000 children between the ages of 5 and 11 living in the state. The state is getting 96,900 doses, and the other 48,450 doses are going to retail pharmacies. In Connecticut, Rentschler Field needs an upgrade, according to the state. Managers are sending out an urgent warning, upgrade or else. The now 18-year-old building is starting to show signs of age. Officials are making the case for millions of dollars worth of improvements. However, those improvements will come at the cost of taxpayer dollars. I don't know how many $100 million investments you don't pay attention to, according to Mike Freemuth, the executive director of the Capital Region Development Authority. After 20 years, it just starts to break apart. If water gets in and starts freezing and thawing and moving through the superstructure, we'll have a concrete and steel problem we wish we hadn't seen. Technology has also become an issue at the field, and it's affecting fans. Cell phone service and Wi-Fi is spotty when the stadium is packed. Mobile tickets are in the future, but according to fans, it's hit or miss. The building is still running on the same technology that we used when it opened in 2003. A final study will be conducted to determine what the final bill might look like. Well, the last day to register to vote in Connecticut is November 1st. Any voters who have just turned 18, moved into town, or have been on military leave may still register to vote on Monday, November 1st from 9 to 5. The registrar of voters in each town hall. You can find out contact information at each town's website. In Cornwall, all options have been listened to carefully on the path to a consensus about the best paint color to be applied to the shiny metal guardrails over the Cogswell Road Bridge. According to a report heard by the Board of Selectmen, representing nearby property owners and other interested community members, Bruce Bennett reported the Cogswell Road Bridge should be painted forest green. Several other colors had been considered in the process. A memorial service for Tim Riley is going to be held on Thursday, November 4th at 12:30 at Veterans Field in Sharon. Benches will be dedicated in his memory in appreciation for the many years of involvement in sports in Sharon. The benches were paid with memorial donations made to the Park and Recreation Commission in Riley's honor. In news out of New York from the Millerton News, the Amenia Town Board has dealt with a couple of issues pertaining to the luxury housing development Silo Ridge Field Club on Route 22 at its meeting last week. It's also available on YouTube to view. Payment in lieu of affordable workforce housing. The town of Amenia is desperate for affordable and workforce housing for its residents, which is why its zoning code has a provision that allows for developers to either build affordable housing units to make what's called a payment in lieu, otherwise affordable or workforce housing in Amenia. The first 10% of a workforce housing payment is due when 25% plus 1% market value units have received certificates of occupancy. That's from Councilwoman Vicki Doyle. In the case of Silo Ridge, according to Doyle, the Amenia Housing Board and its chairman have been asking Silo Ridge for its initial payment in lieu of workforce housing for probably a year or more. They realized, thanks to an email from Planning and Board and Zoning Board of Appeals attorney, that in March 2021, the Planning Board approved more condo units for Silo Ridge's overall project, so the scheduled workforce housing payments had to be updated accordingly. The Planning Board had approved 245 new units in total. Based on that, Silo had to make its first payment once it received its second CO, which it did roughly a month ago, according to Doyle, who added, quote, the original calculation set the threshold at 56 COs, end quote. She added, Amenia's building inspector was not going to issue another CO to Silo Ridge until the town received a check from the developer. The Harlem Valley Rail Trail Association in Millerton received extra financial support in September. It was awarded a $75,000 grant through the Park and Trail Partnership Grant Program to repair 4 miles of the Harlem Valley Rail Trail running through the Taconic State Park in Copaig Falls. The section north of Millerton will be improved, making the entire trail more pleasurable for its users. The Millerton Legion Pancake Breakfasts are back. The Sunday Pancake Breakfast are back at the Millerton American Legion Post 178, the first one scheduled for Sunday, November 7th, another one December 5th, then January 2nd, February 6th, March 6th, and April 3rd. The monthly breakfast consists of pancakes, home fries, scrambled eggs, sausage, and bacon, and will cost $8 per meal. Meals will be available for eat-in or takeout. Breakfast sandwiches will also be available for $5. The Legion will serve from 7 to 10 a.m. For more information, 518-789-4755 to place orders. The Post 178 Legion Hall is located, of course, on 155 Route 44 in Millerton. Well, you can enjoy Halloween at the Millerton Library as they are embracing the season of tricks and treats. The Northeast Millerton Library will celebrate Halloween with the community, so you can make sure to take part on Sunday, October 30th. The library will host Halloween happenings at the Farmers Market from 11 to 1. The Farmers Market, located in the Millerton Methodist Church at the corner of Duchess Avenue and Main Street, to participate in the library's costume parade along the market, you have to sign in and sign up, MillertonLibrary.org. In Hillsdale, a special town meeting at 8 p.m. via Zoom for the purposes of presentation of the tentative budget. A Halloween drive-through spooktacular at Maplebrook School main campus happens today from 6 till 8 p.m. October 29th and 30th from 6 till 9 p.m. $10 per car. Proceeds will benefit the Sunday in the Country food drive. Seam zones, treats for kids, costumes encouraged, and fun for the whole family. At 7 o'clock, the Salisbury Affordable Housing Community Support Group subcommittee has a special meeting. Falls Village, the Planning and Zoning, has their regular meeting at 7 p.m. The Ankrum Opera House presents Crystal Radio Seance. Ankrum Opera House presents That Seance. It's a sessions update, the local outpost from New York City reading series showcasing the poetry, fiction, and personal essays and creative nonfiction of established and emerging writers from the Hudson Valley. The series is curated by Ashley Main, Saturday, October 30th at 7. They bring Crystal Radio Sessions upstate to the Hilltop Barn and Roloff Jansen Park in Hillsdale for an autumn evening of live storytelling under the stars. It's a seasonal edition, includes stories exploring the eldritch, uncanny, and sublime. The in-person event will feature actors and actresses. More information, ankrumoperahouse.org. Ankrum Firehouse in Ankrum, New York, has a trick-or-treat Halloween night coming up on Sunday, October 31st from 4 till 6 p.m. Mass required, first come, first serve. Notice to all North Canaan residents on October 31st, they'll be closing Bragg Street and Prospect Street from 5 till 8 p.m. There'll also be local traffic-only signs at the intersection of Quinn and West Main Street to the intersection of Bragg Street. This will allow all the trick-or-treaters to navigate the area safely. The best parking option will be in the Town Hall parking lot or North Canaan Elementary School. Traffic will be open on P Street. If you have any questions or concerns, contact the Town Hall. In Falls Village on Sunday at 5 p.m. on Main Street, the Recreation Commission is organizing a trunk or treat event on Main Street this year on Halloween night. They're inviting all Falls Village residents, families, and local businesses and organizations to participate. The community event will provide Falls Village families with a central, outdoor, safe, and fun place to trick or treat. Registration for the event is free, and prizes will be awarded for the best decorated vehicles and displays. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 35,490.69, the NASDAQ at 15,235.84, and the S&P 500 at 4551.68. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a moment.